The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
So now time for something a little bit different here on The Last Word today. On Lost in Music here on Today FM all this week, they've been playing tracks from a brand new charity album, Streetlights, as well as interviews with some of the stars featured on the album. And we're doing something the same here now, because we're delighted to be joined by Little Green Cars and Dave Hegarty from BedX One to perform a special version of the lead single from this album, Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
Ah, that was great. Thank you so much for doing that for us. So listen, to talk about the album, we are joined by Adam O'Regan and Faye O'Rourke from Little Green Cars and by Dave Hegarty from BedX One. Dave, tell us what the Streetlights album is all about, please.
Streetlights is an album to raise money for Focus Ireland, the Peter McFerry Trust and the Sound Community.
We're all doing extraordinary amount of work in trying to help the homeless.
Yeah, especially around this time of year.
What we wanted to try and do is raise funds so that those three organisations can actually go out and make a difference and try and get our brothers and sisters off the streets.
There's an extraordinary amount of people who've actually come on board for this album, who've done tracks. Just give us an example of some of the others who've contributed songs.
Snow Patrol, Saint Sister, Richard Hawley, Lisa Hannigan, James Vincent McMorrow, Damien Dempsey, Villagers, Loa, Lisa O'Neill. Oh, Little Green Cars on BedX One.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mentioned you at the start. Yeah. But that is an extraordinary amount of commitment from people, though, to actually to give their music and to give their time to this particular project. But I suppose it is something that we have seen in recent years from the musical community, that you will do that, particularly in relation to the homeless.
It's kind of reflective of just how critical the situation is. We recorded the song in Camden Studios, Homeward Bound, and there were a lot of people who wanted to give their time and effort to it, like Bono and Connor from Villagers.
I missed out Bono, didn't I?
Yeah.
How could you have missed out Bono?
How could you miss St. Bono? Lovely man. You know, a lot of these people were tied up. They had commitments. They were elsewhere in the globe. They recorded their own parts and contributed in that way. It wasn't going to be a fact, oh, I can't be there, I can't make it, sorry, count me out. They still wanted to be involved.
Just on your own careers and stuff, Little Green Cars, you've just had a busy touring schedule. So what are the ambitions for 2019 for you?
Keep making music. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. There'll be plenty of stuff, things I can't utter.
Because you're how many years going? About 10 years at this
stage? 10 years, yeah. So since we were 15, 16.
Is it still every bit as enjoyable as it would have been starting out as
teenagers? Oh, every second. It's our lives, you know.
And what about you, Dave? I mean, how many years is BedX One going now at this stage?
20. So we had a kind of a 20-year bandiversary this year. In Vicar Street, there was a run of 5 dates where we did. The first 3 nights were the first 3 albums, first of which was released in 2000. So obviously we were banned before that, you know, all that it entails, getting the first album together. As an extension of that, then we did a little 2 nights in the concert hall at the end of November.
What was that like, going into a venue like the concert hall?
Amazing. Really, really amazing. We launched Chop Chop, one of our albums there as well. This time around, we did it with a girl called Dowry. Aina Brennan is her name. And she did beautiful string arrangements for a quartet. It was basically myself, Paul and Dom, and then the quartet doing the hits.
And how would you say your music has evolved over the 20 years? So if you're going into a venue like the National Concert Hall, which people might think for sort of more elderly, serious type of music, perhaps wrongly, perhaps as well. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, there definitely is that heightened nerves walking out on a stage at the concert hall. You kind of feel a bit like...
It's a testament to how good the songs are that they can translate in that way.
Yeah, totally. But there is an element of like, I can't read or write music. What am I doing on this stage?
You shouldn't be admitting to that, probably. Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to have to leave it there.
Yeah,
listen,
no,
congratulations on the song, Homeward Bound. Thank you for the version that you did for us, all those other people who were involved with the song, and all of the tracks that have gone into the album, Streetlights. And what we should say as well, that it is available across all the digital platforms that people might be used to. And that you can also text Streetlights to 50300 to donate €4 if you want to try and contribute to homeless charities. And just, Faye, just remind me again, the charities that will benefit from all of the proceeds of this album and the song are?
So it's Focus Ireland, the Simon Community and the Peter McFerry Trust.
very important to make sure we highlight all three of those. Listen, thank you very much. Adam O'Regan has been quietly staying in the corner there, didn't? And he's pulled back in the chair in case I ask him a question. Fair work, and Dave Hegarty, thank you all very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.